From Milwaukee to Marshfield, where passion meets purpose and policy meets people, this is the Maggie Dawn Show.
It is this moment right now, and we need people that have wealth and access to step the hell up.
Get ready to challenge the status quo with a fresh perspective on the issues that matter to you.
We can't take this as a country to have a leader who is so ill-informed and we look terrible.
Breaking down the complex world of policy and politics with clarity, conviction, and just the right amount of fun.
You got a bad sandwich at your favorite deli. What do you do about it? We can talk about whatever you want to sound off on.
Lawyer, economist, and fearless advocate for the truth. Here is Maggie Dawn.
Welcome, everybody. And happy Wednesday afternoon to each and every one of you. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Got a stacked show for you all this afternoon. We're going to begin by talking about billionaire baby boys and their attempts to buy elections and what we should all be doing about that. We're then going to be joined at the bottom of this hour by an expert from the American Foreign Policy Council to help us understand what got us to this point with Iran and what may come next. I think that's going to be an absolutely critical discussion. Big props to my senior producer, Jamie, for lining up these guests this afternoon to cover all of the breaking news. And then at the top of the 5 o'clock hour, critically importantly, we are going to be joined by Indivar Duttagupta, or Indy. He's been on the show before. He is a Doris Duke Distinguished Visiting Fellow at Georgetown. He knows all about budget policy and especially what is going on with the Senate markups. We're going to talk about those potential impacts to Wisconsinites and the middle class. And then finally, in that 5 o'clock hour, we're also going to be joined in response to the breaking news this morning by Abigail Swetz, the executive director of Fair Wisconsin. This, of course, in reaction to the breaking news this morning that the Supreme Court doesn't understand that the Equal Protection Clause means equal. We're going to discuss that. Basically, the Supreme Court has endorsed trans care bans for minors, flying in the face of prior Supreme Court precedent that said sexual identity and questions of gender are indeed part of what is protected by the Equal Protection Clause. And therefore, when a government regulates in that space, those regulations must be subjected to the highest level of scrutiny to ensure that our most fundamental constitutional protections are actually given full breath here on Earth One. Apparently, the Supreme Court doesn't get that. At least six of them, that decision coming down on ideological lines. So we've got so much to talk with you about. Very pleased to have with me a frequent guest of this program and a new guest to the program. I'm joined to begin by Jeff Mandel, the executive director and head of Law Forward, as well as Scott Thompson, one of the lawyers there with Jeff, to talk about this groundbreaking lawsuit in response to, I don't know, a weird new way to corrupt elections that billionaire baby boy Elon Musk came up with in our last election cycle here in Wisconsin. You'll remember this. He was giving away huge cardboard checks to people. I don't know, seemed to be something that we might be concerned about since paying people to vote has been made illegal since the Tammany Hall days. It's sort of pay to play at its most fundamental. They've filed a lawsuit that has garnered nationwide attention to stop this practice. Welcome back to the show, Jeff. Welcome to the show, Scott. Gentlemen, let's start with you. Jeff, can you tell us exactly the claim that is being made in the lawsuit and why this is so important to keep Wisconsin elections fair?
Well, thanks, Maggie. We're glad to be here. This really is a case about free and fair elections and protecting those here in Wisconsin. And so what we have done on behalf of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign and voters here in Wisconsin is brought a case asking the court to make clear that this conduct, this scheme, violates the election bribery statute here in Wisconsin constitutes an illegal lottery under Wisconsin law, and that it was a civil conspiracy between Musk and two nonprofit organizations that he has significant control over, and also that this was a public nuisance because free and fair elections are a public good for everyone in the state of Wisconsin, and this attempt to interfere is a nuisance. And so we are proceeding on behalf of the state of Wisconsin to fight back against that.
So let's just recap in case anybody missed this. So you got public nuisance. We've got a civil conspiracy. What was the first item on the tick list of wrongness about what Elon Musk did?
Well, we're asking the court for what's called a declaratory judgment. So the court is going to say, this is what the law means. And as part of that declaration, we're saying this constituted election bribery under our statute here in Wisconsin. Wisconsin statute 12.11, it's quite clear, and this is not okay.
Yeah, Wisconsin statute 12.11. Listen, I've been asked to interpret it in my former life as the corp counsel for Milwaukee County, and basically it was like, yeah, you can't even offer free bus rides. You got to worry about handing out water to voters in line because of the aggressive nature with which the right polices, and I use that word intentionally, polices, and I think some would argue engages in voter intimidation when it comes to get out the vote efforts on the day of. I was like, if I can't hand somebody a bottle of water in line to vote when there's a long line, how is it possible that Elon Musk gets to hand them a big old cardboard check of $1 million? It just seems so absurd. Scott, let me ask you, have you heard from any conservatives that were in good faith also troubled by this kind of overt, loud and proud corruption?
I think that people of all stripes felt it in their gut. I think that people from across the aisle really sensed that this was different. And even if you look at the complaint, one of the recipients of the $1 million check went on video with America PAC and identified that he had previously done get out the vote work and that this was something different. That people hadn't done it like this before. And as our complaint really makes clear, we think that's because it's illegal. So really, again, that's why we brought the lawsuit. We think that people are right. We think that that sense of unfairness that had many people, like I said, across the aisle, sort of furrowing their brow and really feeling uncomfortable, we think those people are right and that the law backs that up.
This is from the Washington Post coverage. The lawsuit filed in state court by the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign says that Musk's actions create the, quote, risk that Wisconsin elections will become an open auction where votes go to the preferred candidates of the highest bidders. And the election outcome is determined by which candidate has a patron willing and able to pay the highest sum to Wisconsin voters. That's the piece, Scott, that you think regular people, when you look at that and you stand back, and it literally is like putting a for sale sign in the front of the metaphoric lawn of our house of democracy. And I struggle to understand, like, what's the long game for conservatives? Because then is it just an auction? Again, which candidate has which deeper pocketed guys lined up to hand out checks to would-be voters? It seems to smack of very, very partisan short-sightedness that it was okay because it was Elon. I mean, Jeff, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't conservatives freak out when Zuckerbucks and other wealthy folks tried to give money to help literally just campaign workers, election workers during the pandemic because so much more help was needed, and they screamed bloody murder then. Not a peep now, it seems. Strange, wouldn't you say?
It's not just that they screamed bloody murder, but we amended our state constitution
right.
to prohibit any private funding for election administration. And then, as you note, we have someone coming in and pouring tens of millions of dollars into this campaign. You know, what's so disturbing to me Maggie, and it's in the complaint, is another article from the Washington Post. This one the day after our spring election, where North Carolina U.S. Senator Tom Tillis basically said that Elon Musk is a disruptor and that we all just need to get used to it. And what we should expect is that this will be the new normal going forward. And we should expect to see wealthy partisans on both sides standing on election stages, giving out those giant cardboard checks for $1 million. And that cannot become the new normal. That's why we're bringing this lawsuit, is we cannot go down that road. We are completely convinced it's already a violation of Wisconsin law. As Scott said, almost everyone we speak to agrees. Everyone is uncomfortable about this and says, that can't be right, can it? And so we are asking a court to step in and confirm what everyone already knows and make sure that this does not become the new normal here in Wisconsin or anywhere else.
Folks, if you're just joining us, this is the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm joined this half hour by Scott Thompson and Jeff Mandel of Law Forward. If you missed the news a few weeks back, they filed a lawsuit in partnership and with the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign to stop the billionaire baby, otherwise known as Elon Musk, from handing out huge cardboard checks for $1 million or $100 to would-be voters for signing up. This just seems to me, Jeff, to be the natural evolution of the Supreme Court's complete failure to understand correctly on Earth One the corrupting influence of private money in political campaigns. Where do you think this lawsuit goes? Do you think it gets resolved by the Supreme Court of Wisconsin? Do you think that the U.S. Supreme Court would be open to this kind of what I'm just going to call out-and-out bribery?
I don't think anyone believes that even the U.S. Supreme Court, that has equated money with speech and has vacated so many reasonable restrictions on how we try to make sure we're having free, fair elections, I don't believe anyone thinks that they are going to say that Wisconsin's election bribery statute is somehow unconstitutional. So this case should begin and end here in the Wisconsin Supreme Court. But this is, as you note, this is an evolution of what has happened. It is part of how our laws have devolved from Citizens United at the federal level to getting rid of tremendous amounts of campaign finance regulation here in the state while Governor Walker was in charge of the state. It's really unfortunate, and it's hard to believe that it was only a little bit more than a decade ago that Wisconsin was leading the way and had a Supreme Court election with full public financing and was a model and a light for the nation. And now look how different things are, and we need to bring this lawsuit.
And we have no one to thank for that except Wisconsin Republicans and Wisconsin former Republican Governor Scott Walker. We're going to continue this conversation with Scott Thompson and Jeff Mandel of Law Forward. On the other side, do you have questions for the gentleman or myself? 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Government corruption, live and well here in Wisconsin, but we're going to do something about it. No more billionaire babies handing out big old checks to swing elections in a corrupt way. Stay tuned. It's the Civic Media Radio Network.